I apologize for taking the floor a second time under this agenda item, but I felt the need to react to a couple points that had been raised. The first is the characterization of the practical challenges to effective implementation of Article 7 by the distinguished representative of Iran. And here I would have to say that we are largely in agreement. Our analysis is similar, that the procedure under Article 7, going through the Security Council, a determination of a violation, means that in practice there would be a potential delay with adverse impact. And this is why my delegation worked so closely with the delegation of India and others to arrive at the language in the Eighth Review Conference final document, which was alluded to, but I think not quite correctly. It did not say irrespective of the Security Council, and it was not a reaffirmation. It was, in fact, new language. New language urging states parties to the BWC to provide on a voluntary basis assistance in anticipation of a potential future decision by the Security Council. In other words, we recognized the issue and sought in a practical way to delink those steps so that assistance could flow more immediately. Now that, in turn, implies a need for a way to get that request to BWC states parties. And of course, our South African colleagues have been working for some time on proposals related to a format for requesting that assistance that could be made available to states parties broadly, even in anticipation of, in advance of, any action by the Security Council. So we think there's a real opportunity to do some practical things here that don't require the amount of time that would be entailed in negotiating a new international instrument. They also don't preclude that possibility. It's a solution that is admittedly imperfect, but lets us do some useful things right now. There's also a point related to this with the Secretary General's mechanism. It was suggested that the Security Council would have some sort of a chokehold over whether or not an investigation would proceed. I think the Secretary General's mechanism, first and foremost, is the Secretary General's. It would certainly be possible for the Security Council to request an investigation. It's also possible for any state party to simply raise a concern and request an investigation directly to the Secretary General, who does not require Security Council approval or authorization. In fact, in the Iran-Iraq war, we showed at one point that a request could result in fielding a team in, if I remember rightly, something under 2 weeks. It is possible. And that team did come out with an unequivocal finding, not only that chemical weapons had been used, but some determinations as to the point of origin. So it's a mechanism that can work. No guarantee that it will work, but it can work. Lastly, there were some comments about other barriers. And I do believe we can work further to improve the Secretary General's mechanism, and we welcome the German paper that we'll be discussing under a later agenda item on that. But finally, I'd simply like to note that earlier this year, the Office of Foreign Asset Control issued a series of general licenses to provide broad authorizations for certain COVID-19-related transactions and activities in a number of countries, including Iran. They expand on longstanding humanitarian exemptions and exceptions and authorizations to cover additional COVID-19-related transactions and activities, and to ensure in particular that non-U.S. persons don't risk any exposure under U.S. sanctions for engaging in any of those activities. The intent is to facilitate assistance and effective response via international organizations, NGOs, and others, particularly in terms of delivering medical supplies and support to combat the COVID-19 pandemic. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Mrs. Chair. My apologies.